Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Our text is our scripture reading, which we have just heard. Gertrude Stein, American, playwright, poet, drama critic, art critic, expatriate, citizen of Paris, France. Agnostic, lay dying in 1946. Her friends and devotees around her, and one of them posed a question to her. Gertrude, what's the answer? The patron saint of our culture today in which we live answered correctly. What's the question? Gertrude tells us something. She defines our culture for us in one simple question. What's the question? Don't you see? Our culture no longer deals in limits, let alone absolutes. We are unconcerned with ultimates. We don't even know what they are or where they fit or how we deal with them. She's the one, you know, who originated the phrase, the lost generation. People who don't know who they are, where they are, or where they're going. Everybody in this room today wants to be a good preacher. He wants to communicate the gospel to the people out there. That your whole business in the pulpit is to communicate ultimates. It is to reach into the lives, the hearts of the people. It is to exegete their lifestyle so that you can address them with the ultimates of Scripture and life. Unless you do that, you will disintegrate into some kind of a theological essayist in the pulpit every Sunday morning. You must connect pew with a word. You must hold up before people those questions that God poses to us, not man. Look at that text. This, of course, is the basic, foundational proposition, question, statement, whatever you will, for all of life. Because from this foundation, you address all the ultimates of life and death and time and eternity. What think ye of Christ? Whose son is he? Specific, historical, and focused on one individual person in whom lie all the questions that trouble man. He alone possesses the answers. He alone is able to awaken blind, deaf, dead man to life and the Word of God, which brings life. Whose son is addressed, mind you, to the theologians of his day. Whose son? You who know the Bible. Whose son? It speaks to our hearts, does it not? That when we stand in a pulpit, we had better be speaking about the Son and whose son he is. We, the theologians, Dare I say, we the Pharisees? Why, he is the son of David. And if he is the son of David, then how come he calls him Lord? And it is this series of questions that we must address to lost, condemned mankind who stumbles in darkness and under the judgment of God. Because unless they find out who he is, they'll never know who they are. Why, whose son is he? He is the son of David. Through all the history of creation, one golden promise and thread comes down to us. He be revealed in Bethlehem, the incarnate son lying in a manger. There God sends the son, the only one, the promised son, into history and time and space, because our redemption comes to us through time and space and history in the person of the Son of God. He who bears my burden, my confusion, my blindness, my deafness, my stubbornness, my idiotic stumbling around in my own self-pity, looking to serve only myself and ignoring him who made me. He bore it all for you and for me on that cross. He who is the Son bears everything as David's son, so that you might not only be redeemed, but have the privilege of speaking this word to those. By his death and resurrection, we stand as his forgiven children, completely cleansed, the heirs of eternal life, simply by the gift and grace of the one who loved us and sent the Son. No man was able to answer him a word, neither durst any man from that day forth ask him any more questions. All right, we'll live with that. That there is that part of the world out there that will not listen. They don't want a question. They don't want to hear about ultimates. But that does not release you and me from standing here and proclaiming all the ultimates, which come together in the magnificent person of the Son of God. I'm sorry that Gertrude didn't know the question, because she was right in this. Unless you know the question, there isn't going to be a correct answer. But by the mercies of Christ, you know the questions, you know the answers. And you will be faithful to him who redeemed you when you stand here and proclaim those to the world and to God's people in the place where you will be called. So that's it, brothers, fathers. If you want to make contact with hearts, with the gospel, then you'd better read the people. Read the text. That's all. That's our task. That's his promise. He'll be with us. Speak, to hold high, to proclaim, to convert, and may I add, to seal in unbelief those who reject. That's the text. Whose son is he? We know. We know. His son, his only son, our Savior, and the hope of the whole world. Amen. The peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.